Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have spoken of certain hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein we are taught the importance and significance of maintaining a strong relationship with the masjid. Yesterday we learned of a beautiful hadith wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that so long as you are within the vicinity of the masjid waiting for salah, Allah gives you the reward of being in salah during that period that you are waiting for salah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna lil masajidi awtada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the masajid have awtad. What are awtad? Awtad are pillars that keep the masjid up. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not referring to the physical pillars that are found in a masjid, but is referring to people who frequently come to the masjid. And every opportunity they have, they come in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to them as the pillars of the masjid. Pillars are something that keep the masjid, that keep the masjid up, that keep the masjid standing. So these are people who keep the masjid standing. They are the pillars of the masjid. And look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's three amazing privileges they enjoy. Number one, al-malaika julasa'uhu. The angels sit with them when they are in the masjid. They are surrounded by malaika. They are surrounded by angels. They are in the company of angels, the pure creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought into existence. Idha ghabu yaftaqidunahum. If for some reason they are absent from the masjid and they are missing from the masjid, the malaika ask about them amongst themselves. That way so and so, frequently he comes to the masjid, every now and again he's in the masjid. The malaika start discussing you. You are being discussed by the malaika. So that's the second privilege they enjoy. The third, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِذَا مَرِضُوا عَدُوهُمْ. When they fall ill and they can't come to the masjid, the malaika goes to their homes to visit them. For whatever reason, they can't come to the masjid, they are ill, the malaika go to their home and visit them. وَإِذَا كَانُوا فِي حَاجَةٍ أَعَانُوهُمْ. And if they have some need and some necessity, the malaika assist them to fulfill that need by making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the needs fulfilled. All of that, all of those benefits by staying attached to the masjid and maintaining a relationship with the masjid. May Allah grant us understanding.